Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Becharos. We are up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Beis. So says the Mishnah, Parash Yolda Kamin Chamar. What if a cow gives birth to something that looks just like a donkey? V'chamar Shiyolda Kamin Sus, or a donkey gives birth to something that looks just like a horse. Pater Min HaBechara, then it's Pater from the Dinim of Bechar. Shenemar Peter Chamar, Peter Chamar, Shnei Pamin. Because it says Peter Chamar twice, and therefore, Ad Sheya Yolid Chamar, V'hanolad Chamar. That teaches us that mom and child have to, mom and offspring have to match up. Umahim ba'achila. What is the halacha about eating those animals? Meaning, do we look at who their parent is, or do we look at what they look like? Meaning, if something is looks like a donkey, but its mother is a cow, do we say that it's like a donkey and therefore you're not allowed to eat it, or do we say that it's a cow and therefore it's kosher to eat? Meaning, leaving out the din of Bechor. In Hilchos Kashrus, what's the halacha? So behemet Torah she'olda kamin behemet tamei. If you have a kosher animal that gave birth to something that looks just like a non-kosher animal, mutar ba'achila. Utmeya she'olda kamin behemet tamei. But if you have a non-kosher animal that gave birth to something that looks like a kosher animal, asur ba'achila, then you're not allowed to eat it. She'yotze min ha'tamei tamei v'yotze min ha'torah tohor. Because there's a halacha of yotze. That which emerges from a non-kosher animal is non-kosher. That which emerges from a kosher animal is kosher. This is that line, yotze min ha'tamei tamei, is part of the major halachic discussion about lab-grown meat, right? Meaning if they grow the meat from a cell of a nevela, is that called a yotze? That it's a yotze min a nevela, and therefore the whole thing would have the status of a nevela. Dag tami shabala dag tahar. If a non-kosher fish swallowed a kosher fish, mutar ba'achila, you're allowed to eat the kosher fish. Vitar shabala dag tame. A kosher fish swallowed a non-kosher fish, asa ba'achila, you're not allowed to eat the non-kosher fish, lefi she'enu gidulav, because even though the smaller fish is inside the bigger fish, whatever comes from something non-kosher is non-kosher, whatever comes from something kosher is kosher. But that rule doesn't, hayotze min ha'tamei tamei, hayotze min ha'torah tahor, doesn't work over here, because it's not a real yotze, because the smaller fish didn't really come from the larger, it's inside of it, but it didn't really come from it, it didn't grow from the larger fish. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, chamar shelo bikra, if you have a donkey that had never given birth previously, the yoldah shnei zechar, and then it gives birth to two male offspring, but the problem is we don't know which is the older one. No sein tala echa the kohen. You only need to give one sheep to a kohen for the peter chamar, meaning even if you don't know which one is the peter chamar, but one of them is definitely the peter chamar. So you give a sheep to the kohen, zachur nekeva, and if it gave birth to a male and a female, and you don't know whether the male or the female is the older one, mafresh tala echa la'atzmo. Then you don't even have to give it to a kohen. You need to do a peter chamar with the tleh, but you get to keep it, because it could be that the girl was born first, and therefore there's no bechor at all, and the kohen wants to take the sheep, let him prove that the male was born first, and that you owe it to him, but you still have to do a peter chamar, you still have to exchange it for a sheep, because it's a savik darais al chumra, that maybe there is a bechor. Shtei chamorim shelo bikru, if you have two donkeys that neither had given birth previously, v'yoldu shnei zecharim, and they each give birth to males, no saint shnei tlayin l'kohen. So obviously you give two lambs to the kohen, because they're both bechorim. Zachar u'nekeva, if one gave birth to a zachar, the other to a nekeva, o shnei zacharim u'nekeva, or if there are three offspring from these two animals, two of them are male, one of them is female, so it's possible that one of these animals has a firstborn female, so it's not a bechor. No sein tleh echad l'kohen. Then you only have to give one tleh to the kohen. Shnei nekevos zachar. If it has two nekevos and a zachar that emerged from these two, o shnei zachar m'shtei nekevos, or two males and two females, then in kan l'kohen klum. The kohen can't claim anything, because it could be that they are both they both gave birth to females first, and therefore there's nothing that has kedushas bechor. So to review what we learned today, we said in Mishnah Beis that when it comes to the dinim of bechor, if a cow gives birth to a donkey, or a donkey gives birth to a horse, it's pater from bechor, because it has to match when it comes to bechor, because it says twice in the pasuk peter chamar. And as far as hilchos kashrus is concerned, it all goes by yotze. That which was yotze min ha'tamei is tamei. That which is yotze min ha'torah is torah. So it goes by the mother. And when it comes to a fish that swallows a smaller fish, so the smaller fish that swallowed by a smaller kosher fish that swallowed by a larger non-kosher fish is mutar ba'achila. And a smaller non-kosher fish that's swallowed by a larger kosher fish is asur b'achila, because it's not really a yotze in that case. Mishnah Gimel, we said that whenever you have a donkey that definitely had its firstborn male, then you have to give a chamor to a kohen, even if you don't know which donkey had its firstborn male or which donkey is the firstborn male. But you know that it for sure happened, then you give it to a kohen. But whenever there's any suffix, whether it's a firstborn male or firstborn female, then you don't have to give it to a kohen because of a motzi mechavero, a love haraya. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we will continue with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet.